This hasn't happened since 2008, and it's already pushing home prices down. Home flipper profits just fell to their lowest level since the financial crisis. Back after 2008, home flippers were making 50 to 70% ROI on their flips. It was a boom time, and that's when home flipping went mainstream, the whole HGTV era. But HGTV didn't create those profits, cheap houses after the crash did. Today, exit prices for home flippers are falling, buyers are gone, and the spread is collapsing. That's why home flipper profits are down to the low 20% range, according to Adam data. What this means is that sellers haven't cut prices enough up front, so the pressure is showing up on the back end for flippers. And in the end, these home flippers are showing us where prices go next. The last time flipper ROI was this low was in 2006-2007 during the last bust. For example, if you bought a home flip in the early 2010s, you probably bought it for $120,000, spent $30,000 on reno, had $150,000 all-in cost, and you could sell it for $240,000, a $90,000 or 60% profit. Fast forward to today, you're buying the same house for $260,000 with $50,000 in renovation, some holding and financing costs. Your all-in is around $340,000, and you're only selling it for maybe $430,000, an $80,000 profit, or only 20 to 25%. In the end, these home flippers, like home builders, are telling us where the market is going in the future. Prices need to drop at a national level. However, so far they haven't. Data available from Zillow on ReVenture app is showing that values are roughly flat year over year, although they're starting to go down in about one third of states. Where will the market head in 2026 in your area? Sign up for ReVenture Premium to find out.